Listeners of the Dangerous Darren Show, hey everybody, how you doing? My name is Darren. We want the show to remain free right here on Adobe Radio, so I want you to complete this really cool short anonymous survey, and you can walk away with $100 Amazon gift card. It won't take more than, I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes. Your answers will help match up our show with advertisers for the best fit and sensibilities to show the listeners like you what we're all about. Listeners who complete the survey will be entered to win a $100 Amazon gift card. And TS, you know, you could probably buy, what, like lube with that?
Probably the double-barreled nasal sniffer.
Yeah, a double-ended dildo.
Permanent marker stash safe.
Like a bunch of Sharpies that you can sniff if you, you know, if you want, if that's what you're into. I know a friend, I got a friend who's into that, by the way. But I digress. We promise not to share your information or your email address, so don't worry about that. And we won't be sending you an email unless you win. So please go to, check this out, adobe.com/survey. That's adobe.com/survey. And to take the quick 5-minute survey for your chance to win that $100 gift card to Amazon. And you can buy, I don't know, skateboarding equipment.
I mean, I could use $100. I'd get some new wheels.
Booze. You could buy $100 in booze.
Pretty much anything. I bought a booze bandolier on Amazon.
Did you really? Yeah. they make, what, would like beer, it was, cans, or bottles of booze?
It was Underberg.
Was it? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh.
I come strapped, prepared.
How come you didn't wear it for the show today?
I should be.
Again, everybody, hit it up at adobe.com/survey. Take the quick minute, 5-minute survey, and help keep this show, The Dangerous Darren Show, live on Adobe Radio, and keep it free. Aw, yeah. Let me do my vocal warm-ups, Steve.
Word.
You're up.
Seven dwarves sifting sand while sipping scotch.
Seven shifty eyed sailors skipping rocks and sifting sand.
Bacon, Baron, balls, bukkake.
The wise man drank the wiser's while whisking whiskey in the works house.
Oh man, I don't know. I think we're warm.
I think we're pretty warmed up, everybody. It is a Dangerous Darren Show. It is on Adobe. Thanks for tuning in. That is TS. I am Darren. We appreciate you tuning in. Today is September 6, 2016, the year of our Lord. And it is episode number 45 of the Dangerous Darren Show. Hit us up on all the social medias, on the Instagram and on the Twitters, at @DangerousD_show. TS is on Twitter as well. Burn, H-Wood, Burn. I'm at Darren99. And thanks to our good friends at Roland for the sweet-ass drum beat you heard off the top of the show. Thanks, Roland. All right. This is the first Dangerous Darren Show, TS, with no guests. None.
It's just all us.
It's all content, and if we need to fill some time, I'm going to play some Tragically Hip songs.
Play some music. Play some extra music.
Because I really want to promote the band. I love the band, and they are probably never going to play a show again because of Gord Downie's condition, but I just love it. And you're drinking whiskey ginger out of a Buffalo Sabres wine glass.
Yes, I am.
I'm drinking the same whiskey ginger out of a Buffalo Bills glass, and because this is the last week before football starts. No more Sundays until the end of the year. We will not have NFL meaningful football.
So pretty much my Sunday's schedule is filled in, and I'll be on the couch or at your local watering hole.
Either way, you're handling down your pants, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
So cheers to the Dangerous Darren Show, and cheers to NFL football.
Yeah.
I can't fucking wait, man.
We have some new segments, too.
We do have a new... Should we tell people what it's all about?
Well, we could tell them, new segments. We'll get to them when we get to them.
But well, let's tease it. In radio, it's called a tease. Oh, so let's tease it. We have an actual lesbian on the show.
Yes, alive.
My friend, Dina. Is it okay if I share your name? Of course. Dina. Dina the lesbian. Dina the lesbian will be on the show for what's called the Lesbian Minute.
I have to say, she's pretty fucking hot.
She's a lipstick lesbian. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not dykey. Or she doesn't have a butch haircut. She definitely cannot kick my ass.
Which is okay, too. I mean, she probably could kick your ass.
She's outlift me.
She's pretty feisty.
She probably can lift it like 200, 250. No problem. 10 reps. She probably has a wicked slap shot. She probably can throw a couple jabs at me.
A little field hockey. We'll get to that,
though. Lesbian Minute. We also have a football segment.
We have a football
every
segment
week
from Miss Cupcake. Is going to give us her...
Who the fuck is Miss Cupcake?
Exactly. I mean, she's going to give us, she's going to give us her a lady's perspective on football.
And football topics, right?
And football topics.
She knows her football. I know who you're talking about. And
she does.
This girl knows her football.
She
so
does.
So we're going to get
it's
going to
be interesting. It's going to be interesting.
With Miss Cupcake.
I don't know. It might be a shallow pool. No diving.
Jeez. Does she have socials? Do you want to promote her or
we'll,
not?
We'll get to that.
Okay. Baby steps.
Yeah, baby steps.
What's going on in the world, T.S.? We're fucked up, as we know.
Oh, for real, man.
Gene Wilder passed away. But his movies are really cool. It's sad. He was a great actor. He was in Young Frankenstein, best known for his work in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, Blazing Saddles. He passed away at the age of 83, and he will be missed. Funny guy.
He was hilarious. He was on Saturday Night Live, and upon the news of his death, I had the day off, and I wanted to watch a bunch of Gene Wilder movies. But suddenly, I can't find Blazing Saddles. I can't find any of these movies. All of these movies are free. All the movies he did with Richard Pryor used to be free. They were on all over the place. Suddenly, they're pulled, and I got to pay for them.
Yep. Cash grab.
It's
opportunists.
Opportunity.
Yeah, it's just sad because he was really funny and he was just iconic, right? Mother Teresa declared a saint before huge crowds at the Vatican. Saint Teresa. Saint Mother Teresa. She's now a saint.
Well, finally.
Right? She was known as the, what was her name? She was the saint of... sick kids in India, and she
selfless, many selfless.
She
acts.
She did perform, and apparently they're confirmed. Two miracles. You have to confirm. You have to have two miracles to be a saint, right?
Confirmed. Confirmed miracles. What were they? Because
well,
I'm more of a man of science.
She allegedly. I don't know. I've never seen it. But allegedly, she was spent a lot of time in India with the sick and kids, and promoted sick. Promoted Indian causes. So she spent a lot of time in Calcutta. She was a saint of the saint of Calcutta. I think that was her name. And she performed two miracles. Well, two kids were sick and dying, and she prayed over them for days and weeks, and they healed up and went on to live productive lives. So she healed two terminally sick Indian kids. So those were her technically two miracles to put her into sanctum.
All right. Well, I feel like I haven't done a whole lot.
Either way, I don't give a hell, no pun intended, if she committed two miracles or not. She was an awesome woman, and she definitely deserves to be a saint. So good for her. Good for Mother Teresa. Rolling Stone magazine recently had right here the 25 worst original names for famous bands. Like the bands like Pearl Jam were called something else before they were called Pearl Jam. So here's a couple of good ones. Creed. One of the most amazing rock bands of all time.
In Europe.
I say that with a straight face.
In Europe.
But I couldn't hold it. I had it for like a second.
I have an Offspring shirt that says, even Jesus hates Creed.
He probably does. Creed were originally known as, and thank God they changed their name. See it up at the top there?
Naked Toddler.
Yeah. Creed were once called Naked Toddler. And thank God someone in... Creed. And weren't Creed Christians, right?
Yeah, that's what I said. Even,
so why the
even
fuck,
Jesus hates Creed.
Why the fuck would they come up with the name Naked Toddler? Hey, guys, we all like Jesus in church and the Bible, and we sing about God.
It's probably that whole priest thing.
Cool, guys. What do you want to call the band name? I was thinking Naked Toddler. All right, we're all in agreement.
Cool,
let's play some shows.
Naked Toddler's awesome. Yeah, put on the marquee.
Sugar Ray, you know, they've had a lot of success, a lot of hits. They were once called the Shrinky Dinks. You know those things you put in the oven?
That's hilarious.
They shrink. Finger 11, Canadian rock band, had some success in the early 2000s. They were known as the Rainbow Butt Monkeys.
You know.
Before they changed it to Finger 11.
Got to have something outrageous to grab the headlines.
Earth, Wind, and Fire were called the Salty Peppers. The Doobie Brothers were once called Pud. And my favorite... The Red Hot Chili Peppers were once known as Tony Flo and the Miraculously Majestic Masters of Mayhem.
That might have flown if they had become a band in like 2010.
I'm sorry, that's a terrible band name.
Okay, we'll think of the band names today. They're like super wordy and outrageous.
Like Riff Raff, that's a bad name.
All right, that's just one man's name. That's like, you will know us by the trail of dead.
That's a great
name. That's a great name, but that's a lot of words.
Yeah, well, so, it's been shortened to Trail of Dead. People are like, hey, you going to the Trail of Dead show tonight? It's no one says the whole thing.
You don't have. I don't have time for that.
Ain't no one got time for that.
Cheers. Cheers.
Goldfinger weren't called anything else. We were just called Goldfinger. That's the only. That was like a working title, and
it stuck.
It's stuck, and we're getting some requests from some of our fans. They want to hear more Goldfinger stories. So maybe I'll get to one later in the.
Oh yeah, should we?
Later in the show.
All right.
So we should definitely get into some of those. I got a ton of them. What else is going on? Jerry Heller, controversial manager from NWA. He's
yes.
dead. He died.
I saw that.
75 years old. He's gone.
I mean, it was a little controversial, but the man actually had the balls to
take a chance on
hip hop from Compton and
a dangerous hip hop band. And so the man might have been controversial and might have had some shady accounting practices, but goddamn if you didn't have good ears.
It's the music business. Who doesn't? I don't know. Learn your history and read your contracts, people.
Exactly. Words good advice, by. T.S. Good legal advice. That's the legal minute by T.S. right there.
not a lawyer.
T.S. My fingertips touching right here. Like Mr. Burns. What advice do you have for bands? Read your contract.
Read your contract diligently.
Diligently. Another news, Stranger Things will return for a second season. Have you saw that?
I love that show. I'm only like 5 episodes in, and it's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
It's like the Goonies, and I just get into the part that's like Poltergeist and...
Mm-hmm. E.T. had sex with Goonies, had sex with X-Files, had sex with...
The Twin Peaks, and they all like popped out a baby, and it had... 5 heads.
It's cool that it's 80s amazing. Based and there's 80s music in
the
it.
The music.
Even the music that's not placed, like The Clash and whatnot, it's pretty 80s. Like it's something you'd hear out of a Terminator movie.
The theme, just the theme song reminds me of like, what's that? Like Airwolf, like an 80s movie or an 80s TV show. Airwolf or some other like some other weird Auto Man or like Jesus. Other. Yeah, I'm reaching deep, kids.
And you call me old, buddy.
Fucking Google this shit. Google your TV history.
And finally in the news. Oh. Someone's breaking into my buddy's car.
Yeah.
Is that your car? Oh, no. I don't care. Well, yeah, maybe close it. Oh, no. We're good. Someone actually stole the car.
It's gone.
The Brady Bunch house in Studio City was ransacked by burglars. Burglars. How do you say that?
Burglars.
Burglars.
Turd burglars.
Burglars?
Burglars.
Or burglars.
Like burger?
Burger?
Lurs.
Lurs. Burglars.
Burglars.
So you say E-R is burglars or burglars?
Burglars.
G-L-E-R. L-E-R-S. Burglars.
Sound it out. Burglars.
It says right here. Brady Bunch house in Studio City ransacked by burglars. Burglars.
What the fuck were they looking
for? So fucking Lars from Rancid did it, dude.
Oh, man. What was he looking for?
An elderly woman lived in the house, and I guess some guys broke in to try to steal some stuff from the Brady Bunch house, and she scared him away with a cane.
They were like, get the fuck out of here. That show is like over 30 years ago.
Here's a story of an elderly lady who was living all by her fucking self. Then some guys, they broke in through a window and she chased them off with a cane. The elderly lady.
Well, good for her, feisty.
Dude, I want to know where the house is.
It's in Studio City?
It is in Studio City. We got to find it. We should do a show from the Brady Bunch house.
Like on the curb. We should just ask her. We'll do like the polite thing and ask her if we could do a show there.
Ma'am, yes, we could seriously overtake you right now and break into the house, but we would rather just come in and just take a look around. Is that cool? Oh, yeah, come on in.
You know where the Freddy house is in this neighborhood?
Yeah, it's at Genesee and Sunset.
Yeah.
That's right. It's like 3 or 4 doors down from the corner. Still has a red door.
It does. It's amazing. I would have changed that by now.
What else is going on? What's going on in your world? How was your week? How was your weekend? How was your Labor Day? Labor Day was yesterday. How was it for you?
Labor Day's good. Chilling.
Did you have anything, do anything fun?
Chilling, always. You know, Sunday fun day went into Monday fun day.
Did you smoke on Labor Day?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have barbecue?
Eating barbecue.
Did you have sex?
Eating crazy chicken.
Did you have some sex?
Always.
Yeah?
I'm putting in work, man.
I get the job done. I go to work. I get the job done.
Somebody informed me today that it was not today, but earlier in the week it was circles, counterclockwise and then clockwise when you're performing cunnilingus. So
we should ask Dina in the lesbian minute about what's the proper cunnilingus technique.
I'm going to. It's in my list of questions.
Okay, write that one down because that's a good question.
That is a good
circles.
Question.
counterclockwise versus clockwise. I've heard the alphabet. You do the alphabet A, B, C, D.
Does it get repetitive?
You know what I do, TS? And we'll talk to Dina about this. But I just get in there and fucking go at it. I bite it. I rip skin from flesh.
Yeah, you know, man.
I smack it out. Get in there!
What? I really am not happy until my face looks like a glazed donut.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Yeah. And then I like going from like getting right in there and getting all in my face to making out with her.
Yeah.
How do you taste, bitch? You
know, like pineapples and peaches.
Pineapples and mangoes. Mm. Oh, cheers to that.
Cheers.
Let's get to some music. Fuck it. We have no interviews. Let's play a song. I'm going to play a song by The Tragically Hip. You've heard them on this show before. And I can't say enough good things about the band. They're iconic, and they are basically no more. They played their last show in Kingston maybe 2 weeks ago. That's their hometown, Kingston, Ontario. Their singer, Gord Downie, terminal brain cancer. He's going to perform no more. The band's pretty much done, and it was a really sad moment when you played. They played their last show. They played a three-hour set. It was amazing. And what can I say? Google the band, The Tragically Hip. It might not be your thing. It's not very punk rock. It's not, you know, whatever, but it's just great songwriting, great Canadiana music. And we're going to play a song about a hockey player named Bill Barilko, who scored this great goal and went missing for 14 years. And then when they found his body, the Toronto Maple Leafs won the Stanley Cup again. It's a very iconic hip song. It's called 50 Mission Cap. It's right here on the Dangerous Darren Show. Check it out.
My fist.
That is music from the Tragically Hip and a song called 50 Mission Cap. Do yourself a favor and Google the band. Do yourself a favor and YouTube the band, the Tragically Hip. I was very lucky to have seen the band play many times. Yes, have you seen the Hip before?
I have. In Buffalo, I'm gonna say like a spring or fall fest.
Yeah.
Buff State kind of vibe.
Well, being only 2 hours away from Buffalo, they play there a lot.
I think they played a lot. Yeah,
a lot.
I've seen them a couple times.
That's great. I mean, you're lucky. Anybody who saw them play were lucky, but unfortunately, they are going to be no more. And our thoughts and prayers go out to the whole Gord Downie family, and hopefully he'll be with us a lot longer than doctors have prognosed. But 50 Mission Cap right there. Great song by the Tragic Hip. Kind of come around on the other side with some more silliness and some lesbians.
Oh, yeah. Word.
Plural. Hang tight.
iDobe Radio. iDobe Radio.
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I know I was wrong, believing for so long. I'm all out of whiskey. T.S., go get me some, you motherfucker. I'll punch you in the fucking cock.
Woo!
It's pretty good, right?
It's amazing.
I was a little pitchy.
A little all over the place.
Hold on. I'm all out of love. That's better, right?
A little breathy. I like it, though. It gives
what do you like? You like the
emotion.
Grainier? Like, I'm all out of love. Or, I'm all out of love. Or really far back, like, I'm all out of love. Which one? Which one's better? Hardcore? I'm all out of love.
I like grainy, gravelly.
Yeah, let's do that. Welcome back to the Dangerous Darren Show on Adobe Radio. Appreciate it, everybody, for tuning in. That is TS over there. He is at Burn H. Wood Burn on Twitter. I am at Darren99. Got an audience here today, TS.
We do.
We have an audience.
Party? What's happening, party people?
Hey, what's up, party people?
Come on. Hey.
Got my friend Drew. And hey, Drew, do me a favor. Can you grab me some hooligans?
I'd love to.
And there's some shot glasses in the kitchen. And we're going to do some hooligans. We've had Aga V on before on the show a few times.
Yes, we have.
I don't think we've ever showcased his other fine beverage, the Hooligans ginger-infused whiskey.
All right, let's do it. Well, I'm down.
But in the meantime, we have a new segment called the Lesbian Minute.
Oh, yeah. We have a live lesbian.
We have
here.
An actual real live lesbian.
In here, in captivity, in the studio.
She's in a cage right now. We're going to let her out.
We're in WeHo, so it's her natural environment, so we'll...
Dina, do you promise not to bite me? We're going to let you out of the cage?
Nope.
Oh, all right. Well...
That's kind of hot,
though.
All
right, cool.
All right, you guys can share the mic, if you
all
don't
right,
mind.
Come here.
All right. Here we go.
This is Dina. Her last name will be anonymous for obvious reasons. We don't want stalkers stalking the lesbian.
Well, okay.
All right, right here.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Look closer.
How are you? Hi.
You guys have to share that mic.
Hi.
Yeah. Before this, we have to take a shot of Hooligans, Irish whiskey infused with ginger. And Drew,
yes.
Really quick before we get to Lesbian Minute, before we shoot it, where can people go to get it?
Total Wine and More.
Right there. Right in there.
Total Wine and More is the biggest national retailer.
Is there a website?
Yes.
What's the website?
TotalWineandMore.com.
TotalWine.com.
TotalWine.com. That's it, really?
Yeah.
TotalWine.com.
Yes.
It's Hooligans whiskey infused with ginger, right?
Irish whiskey.
There's a difference between regular whiskey and Irish whiskey.
Okay.
If you drink Irish whiskey, you're going to get into a fight. If you drink regular whiskey, you're going
to
be fine.
I can test to that for sure.
To Hooligans, Irish whiskey infused with ginger.
And to the
launch, the inauguration.
Cheers.
Is that the right word? Inaugural. Yeah.
The inaugural?
Inaugural Lesbian Minute.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's like a punch in the tit. That's good.
That's a little hair on my chest.
Oh, yeah. I got
a little click punch.
My nipples. Oof. My nipples. You guys look like you're about to kiss. Stop it.
We got to share a mic.
We got to share a mic. We got to get close.
You got to get right up there.
Oh, yeah. Get up in there.
Oh, look at TS.
Look at that.
Look at him.
Away from the ass.
Getting close.
I'm a lesbian, remember?
Oh, sorry.
So, I'm a lesbian.
Oh, my bad.
Dina, I've never interviewed a lesbian before, so I got a couple questions. I'm sure TS has a couple questions.
I'm sure everybody has a couple questions.
We'll leave the kind of legacy question for TS. My first question is, it's going to be real basic.
Okay.
Is being a lesbian and having sex with women just amazing? It's gotta be just so amazing.
It's pretty awesome. It's pretty
into the mic,
awesome.
Please. Into the mic.
It's pretty awesome. I guess whatever you want to label me, yes, a lesbian right now.
Mic. Into the mic. Yeah.
Definitely a lesbian right now, but I mean, whatever tickles my pickle at the moment.
Oh my God.
So
yes, I got some growth.
Tickles your pickle. Yeah, definitely have some.
Something
little,
went on there.
A little chub. It's okay.
You got some
just
chub.
Play through. Yeah, it's moving.
It's moving. All right.
Well, so being so right now you have a girlfriend then?
I do. I have a girlfriend of 5 years, but I've had boyfriends.
So you've had some cock.
I've had some cock.
Then you're not really lesbian.
I have no. It's
So it's more the bisexual minute.
It's more the bisexual
but
minute.
But you would honestly, all joking aside, you'd yes. probably say that you're more of a lesbian.
I think I'm 90-10. I think I'm 90-10, if anything. But you know, it is what it is. I fall in love with people's, you know, souls. I don't. It's not a matter of a dick or a pussy, honestly. So it really depends on who.
So there's a chance.
So you're saying there's 10%. A chance.
There's a 10% chance of precipitation.
Yes.
But right now you're in love with pussy.
Yes. Yes. For sure.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. You have a question?
What do you got? What do you got for me?
I do. Okay.
Into the mic.
Now I've heard that. Clockwise and counterclockwise circles on the clitoris will make a woman squirt. Is this true?
That can definitely be true, but you have to check out their reactions. If they're not squirming or moaning, then you just got to try something different for sure. But that works for some people.
That's a good start.
And everybody's body is a little different. So if you want to start with clockwise, counterclockwise, if they're not doing anything or squirming, you want to try the alphabet.
What about choking?
Choking doesn't really usually work unless you get some crazy fucking bitch. You know, if you get a crazy bitch, choking might work. But, you know.
What about a cattle prod?
I don't even.
Because I've tried that once and it did not work. And I almost got arrested.
What the fuck is that? I don't know what that is.
Cattle prod?
Yeah.
It's where you heat up like a insignia
bit.
And then tss, right under the cattle's bum.
That's branding. Cattle prod branding, yeah. Is an electric
shot.
It didn't work.
It didn't work, Dina. I almost got arrested.
You're fucking gross.
I thought I was going to get her off. No. And she said she was into some crazy shit. And I was like,
yeah.
I heated
that
it up.
That might be more of a heterosexual
I had a barbecue going and I had it in there. And anyway, it didn't work out.
You're fucking disgusting.
As a lesbian, are you less affected by venereal diseases? Like, because you don't have a penis.
No, I mean, you just got to trust, honestly. You got to just be careful. As far as women goes, there's not too much you can actually do. But you just got to trust. And you just got to make sure you're always tested and just be careful.
One other quick question before I let TS ask his second question. Penetration, is it... is it just fingering? Is it dildos, strap-ons? Do you have a preference?
As far as for me,
yes,
everything. I like it all because I do miss that sometimes. So that's when she'll just put it on and fucking go for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're saying there's a chance? I got a shot.
So you're saying there's a chance? No, not for.
One of my questions regarding penetration and dildos and strap-ons.
Well,
I took your question.
If you,
being the fact that I do love both still, like that, I still enjoy that. But for somebody who's strictly a lesbian, might not always love that. So.
No, you're not a gold star lesbian, are you?
I don't. What the fuck is a gold star?
A gold star. I'm saying about the. It's the other way around. It's gold star gay guy.
I don't go with
guy.
Labels. So.
A gold star gay guy is a gay guy, a guy that's gay and was born through a C-section. He never even touched a vagina.
A gold star.
Okay. This
is crazy, man. Like, who came up with this?
I said in an earlier show, TS.
You did. And I do remember.
So are you asking me if I came out of my mother's vagina?
I'm sure. I'm assuming you did.
I did. Yeah, I did.
So you touched your mom's vagina with
your
mouth.
I totally did. I mean, sorry, Mom.
As well as you did.
I apologize.
I touched your mom's vagina?
No, yours.
I guess it was pretty good where I became a lesbian.
I did.
So who knows?
Now, here's another question. And TS, can think of another question. I'll give you one more. But But I'm going to ask for one more question, and then I'll follow it over to TS. So. When you're out in a club or in a bar or going to see a band or you're out and about... Mm-hmm. And whether you're with your lady friend or not, and do you like, and you see some hot girl or any girl at all, and you're like, I would just love to just take her to the bathroom right now and kiss her and just finger bang
her.
Well,
I guess it all depends. If I'm with my lady friends, I can appreciate how hot she is for sure. And I don't usually think about that. But if I am not with somebody at the moment, then I could probably totally.
You mean when you're single?
When I'm single.
Really? So when you're in a relationship right now with a lady, and when you're out and about and you see some girl that blows your mind, yeah. She's so hot.
I can always say she's fucking hot, she's sexy.
But in your mind, right?
In my mind, yeah, for sure.
Okay, then you're like men.
Yeah, I guess I'm half male.
I look at girls all the time in public. I'm like, oh,
I don't
my
go
God.
To the extensity of like, oh, I'm going to fucking throw in their bathroom. I want to fuck the shit ever. No.
You don't think that?
Not usually, because you know what? If I'm with somebody, I'd rather do that to them mm-hmm. as opposed to some random girl.
No, I'm going to ask one more question, Jess. I'm going to add it on to you, give you more time to think up a question.
A lot when of my questions have been answered.
When you have lesbian sex with your girlfriend yeah. or with any girl you just meet, mm-hmm. Do you prefer the sexy candle music, lots of soft kissing okay. and soft touching, or do you just want to be thrown to the bed and just manhandled?
You asked me with my lady handled. Friend or with a random. That's two totally different things as far as having sex
okay,
with
okay,
me.
So when you're single and you're on the prowl or out and about, at a club or whatever, mm-hmm. and some girl's like, hey, you want to get out of here? And you're like, you know,
yeah,
fuck yeah, I do.
Would you
rather be thrown to the bed or light some candles and listen to Enya?
I think thrown to the bed. Yeah, just fucking have your way with me. I don't fucking care type of thing. And then when it's your, you know, somebody that you really love, like you take in consideration, it's more intimate.
Yes, I just want you to know right now, I'm fully hard right now.
Yeah,
I don't know why I'm sharing that with you.
Well, thank you for sharing. And,
I'm very close to TS right now, so he's almost touching my ass. I'm sure she.
TS, have all your lesbian questions been answered?
They've all been answered, and I'm extremely my pants. I have a problem.
Are they tight like a toiga?
Well, I see something's going on over there. I'm leaning over the date table. I'm looking at something. There's some weirdness going on over there.
Okay.
You have a question?
I have a follow-up question.
Follow-up.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Yes.
This is just a question of strictly a layman's question.
Mm-hmm.
What is scissoring, and what does it accomplish?
Oh my God!
And is it real? So okay. This is actually
no,
three
you
questions.
Don't. You know what scissoring is. You don't have to ask that question.
I'm asking.
He wants to know more detail.
I'm
obviously,
as a layman.
Okay.
As a layman.
Well,
as a layman. Okay.
Okay. Scissoring is when you put two vaginas together and you kind of rub against it.
And the legs are the scissors.
The legs are the scissors, so it kind of just looks like a scissoring effect. But you want two vaginas touching, you want it rubbing against each other, and that
have you scissored?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, my God.
It's one of my favorites.
Oh, my wow. dear God.
It's one of my favorites.
Because I'm like second to
my favorite is scissoring almost reverse cowgirl style.
Oh, my God. It's like
so you're one, so you're on your stomach?
So I'm on top of her, and I'm flipped the other way. But my legs are almost scissored that way. So we're just going.
I'm seconds away from coming.
I'm seconds away.
Sorry, guys. You might have a little intimate session on this podcast.
It's like
right
it's like 200 degrees in the studio right now. That's all I'm saying.
We got fans going.
And,
doors are open.
It feels,
and still.
It feels really great. It's actually one of my favorites. But, you know, it might not be for everybody.
Well, Dina, thank you for coming on.
You're welcome.
We're going to be asking you questions mm-hmm. about life, about sports, about politics, about other lesbian issues
okay.
as the future Dangerous Darren podcast episodes come to life. But this was a great introduction to people to get
Thank
to know
you.
What
fun.
You're about, people to know what being a lesbian is about.
Yeah.
It's a
I'm
struggle.
Sure, I'm sure everybody out there just enjoyed this right now.
Isn't it? It's a struggle. It's a bit of a, it's a fight. You're fighting
oh, yeah.
the good, you're fighting the good fight.
American problems for sure.
And yes, there's nothing more beautiful than two smoking hot lesbians going at it.
I agree.
Because
I agree.
And I have nothing against gay
love.
Guys.
Everybody,
gay guys can do whatever they want. But gay guys
are great too. But guys,
generally speaking, are gross. We're gross. We're sweaty.
That's because you're straight.
We're hairy. No, guys are gross. We're hairy. We're not. I mean, some gay guys are ripped, and that's great. But uh-huh. most guys that are gay are just like, they're out of shape. They're not as, they're hairy. They're bold. They're fat.
Yeah,
they
for
fart.
Women too, I guess.
You know, and then two gross things together. Like, guys are gross. We're
what
gross.
Happened, well, what about lesbians that are the same? Way big whatever you do you find
you mean
this
the,
so sexy?
The butchy
yeah.
dyke lesbians
do you find, do
yeah
you
I
find
want no part of that
exactly well I guess it's the same
okay I just think that two women being together is sexier than two
well,
men
well
we have
well, I kind
we
of
finally
agree.
Have clarification on the issues
yeah mm-hmm. love is love at the bottom
love,
and,
is, love.
And,
love
and,
is love
at the end of the day but I just,
yes.
I would rather look at two
I
two women
all of it
being together than
all
two men being together
for sure.
TS tells me he likes two men he likes watching two men but that's his prerogative
that's kind of hot though I can appreciate a guy who admits that, though.
TS is turning red right now. Look at his face.
He's red with a boner. This is hot right here.
Yep. I just outed him. Thanks, Dina. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Cheers. Cheers to Dina and the Lesbian Minute. This is going to be a great success on the show as we move on.
Cheers.
TS, I got some music news.
All right.
Check it out.
Let's do it.
Lots going on in the world of music. News from the world of music. Music. Music news in your motherfucking face. Yeah.
Music news in your motherfucking face. You got music news, TS?
I do.
Let me go first. Sick of It All from the New York City hardcore scene. Sick of It All to release When the Smoke Clears, and they're going to celebrate 30 years as a band. Sick of It All have announced that they will be releasing When the Smoke Clears on November the 4th of this year on Century Media. The album will contain 5 new songs and will come with a limited edition coffee table book, which will contain rare photos and liner notes. You hear about this?
I did. I can cross it off my weed news or my music news right now.
I'm killing your music news right now. Keeping with the New York City hardcore theme, Madball, great band, Madball, have some Southern and West Coast dates coming in September. The band released Hardcore Live last year. And 2014 that was. You can see their shows for all the Madball shows. Go to Polestar.com. And finally, TS, getting close.
Yeah.
The Lesbian
Dion. Like
all right.
Minute.
Yes, I do. I love the Lesbian.
And finally,
minute.
The Descendants have released a live video for the song Testosterone off their most recent record release, Hypercaffeine Spazinate. The video is available right now on YouTube. You can check it out. And for the record, go to EpitaphRecords.com or your local digital retailer to get the new Descendants record.
We've got a new Pixies video. It's an animation. Just came out.
Oh, dropped. I didn't see that yet.
You haven't
really?
Seen it? It's amazing for their song, Tenement Song.
And, okay. I didn't see that one yet. Cool.
And they have a new record coming out. Their 4th album release, September 30th, Head Carrier. As well,
that's a cool title.
As well as a UK tour happening right now.
Mm. Love the Pixies. Who doesn't?
Also, there's a new D'Antwoord video coming out.
That guy's nuts.
Banana Brain. Oh my fucking God. Rapper Ninja and Yolanda. Holy shit.
You seen
it? EDM trip hop. It is amazing. It's an amazing video. South African trip hop.
Is it D'Antwoord or Die? It's D'Antwoord.
D or Die. Die. I think most people.
It's German, right?
They're South African, so.
But isn't
D'Antwoord?
D is.
Or D'Antwoord.
D'Antwoord.
Yeah.
Whatever. D'Antwoord.
Anyway. yeah, exactly.
They're cool. Their videos are fucking gnarly.
It was really crazy. It was funny. I watched it. I'd watch it again.
Awesome.
They're playing the Palladium soon. I think I'm going to go.
We got to go.
Yeah.
You got some weed news for me?
I do.
I got a song. Hold on.
All right. Play a song. Play me a song. Hold on. I think I have some hip hop.
Should I play a song or should we do yours?
All right. Where's my song?
Which one? How about some music while you find
it? Let's do okay. Give me a little intro.
Waiting for TS to find a song that he recorded, but he's taking his sweet fucking time. It's the dangerous day.
Wow, TS, you know what you need right now? You need a job. You need something to occupy your time, my man. or you have the best job because you just do jack shit all at your job to be able to record this stuff.
I do have the best job. Here's another one for you.
Wow, man. That's actually not that bad. That's some good stuff, TS. I might want to sign that and put it out.
You might sign me in my app.
Weed news, what do you got? We have 2 weeks worth of time for you to gather up some information on what's going on in the culture.
I've got some weed news for you. Let's see. Let me get it together here. It's local weed news coming to you from...
West Hollywood weed news?
Exactly. Weed news. Hashtag weed news.
It's WeHo.
WeHo. WeHo. WeHo.
Who would be two O's?
WeHo, yes. WeHo. The city of West Hollywood... West Hollywood City Council adopted a resolution in the support of Prop 64, the Adult Use of Medical of Marijuana Act, on November 8th, the general election ballot. So West Hollywood actually came forward and said that they are pro-legalization. Oh, West Hollywood is the first city in the state of California to endorse Proposition 64. City Councilman John J. Durham said, West Hollywood has been on the cutting edge of so many issues. Marijuana has been part of the WeHo culture for generations, and there is no longer a need to criminalize marijuana use based on unjust fears of the past.
Ah, so nicely worded.
Yes, yeah, exactly. That's good. So a signed copy of the resolution has been sent to the offices of Governor Jerry Brown and other officials. So it's good. We're like declaring, West Hollywood's declaring its love of marijuana.
So in my neighborhood, I'm going to walk around and smell weed. This is people walking around getting high.
Yeah, more than usual. Or just business as usual here in West Hollywood.
Awesome. So it's good news.
It's good news. So Prop 64, we're going to have to vote on that soon in November. November 8th, the general election. Other supporters of Prop 64 include the California NAACP, the California Medical Association, the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and the Los Angeles Democrats, among others.
What about the Kings, Los Angeles Kings? Do they back it?
I'm sure they do, but I can't say officially. I'm sure they'd love it. You know, the city has been at the forefront of national discussion about decriminalization, decriminalizing the use of marijuana, and the city has a long track record of supporting marijuana for the use of medical purposes. In 1996, the city, an early supporter of Prop 215, known as the Medical Use of Marijuana Initiative and Compassionate Use Act, was approved by voters. The city's been highly, highly supportive of this act. And in 1998, the city approved a resolution to oppose the federal government efforts to terminate a community-based medical marijuana program. And in 2001, the city approved a resolution to declare West Hollywood a sanctuary for medical marijuana use, cultivation, and distribution. So obviously the city's very liberal. In 2006, the city adopted a formal policy declaration that the city's position is not to target marijuana offenses.
So basically telling the local law enforcement officers, if you see guys, girls, anyone smoking weed, well, not kids, whatever, but anyone smoking weed, you know, look for bigger fish to fry.
Just leave them alone. We've got bigger problems.
Yeah, bigger problems in the city, which is good because I've actually seen people in my neighborhood on Santa Monica or wherever just smoking up, and no one seems to care.
Are they causing a problem?
Nope.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Dude, no one smoking weed's causing a problem.
Yeah, you just do your thing. Live in life. Love. It's all about love, which brings us back to the lesbian minute. It's all about love.
It's not the lesbian hour. We should have a full show about lesbians.
A full hour.
Yeah. Have Dina on with her girl and just give them the mics. I mean, you could go in the outside and just drink whiskey.
We'll just look in the window. Anyway,
we'll press our nipples against the window. Oh, Billy.
Anyway, West Hollywood is a beautiful place for marijuana and other things. So,
well, good times, Jess. Yeah. Thanks.
Hashtag weed news. There you go.
Some celebrity birthdays today before we get to the break. Roger Waters from The Who. No, not from The Who. I'm sorry. Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd.
He is 72 years old today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's still doing it.
And Macy Gray, singer. We haven't heard much about her in a long time. She's been kind of quiet. But she turned 46. Try to say goodbye and I choke. Try to walk away and I crumble. That's her.
Yeah, I do know. That's her. Macy showed up to a show backstage in, like, Europe out of nowhere. It was like, where's Gwen? I was with Gwen Stefani. She's like,
really?
Like early in the day, like the crew just showed up and there's Macy Gray shows up and she's like, oh, where's Gwen? I just want to say hello. And they're like, well, Macy, it's like, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. There's no other talent here except you. You're a little crazy. What are you doing here?
So you said that to her?
No, I didn't say it. I didn't see that to her. She knew she knew Donnie for some reason. She's
like, Donnie, yeah. I wrote a song about her on my second solo record called Macy Gray Freaks Me Out.
And you know, she kind of freaked me out at that time too. So.
Dude, she freaks me out. Great talent, great voice, but she's a little freaky.
Can we play that song?
Maybe later. Jeff Foxworthy, not funny guy. He is 57.
You might be a redneck.
Yeah, actually, that's pretty funny. Did you see him do a skit where he said him and a bunch of guys is sitting on a deck, and he basically said, "I like my deck because I can." He's basically talking about like my dick, but he changed it to deck. And he made jokes about dicks and referred them to being on your deck with your friends drinking beers. It's pretty funny. Before we go to the break, crickets, chirp, chirp, chirp. before we go to break, folks, we want to keep the Dangerous Darren Show free right here on the Adobe Radio Network. And there's a little survey you can do. It only takes you about 5 minutes, and you have a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card, which you can use to buy, I don't know, weed? No, you can't, actually. Could you?
CBD. You can buy CBD legally.
CBD products legally at a distribution place.
No, regular CBD you can buy on Amazon. Go ahead and
can you
Amazon
really?
It. Yeah.
Have you seen it on Amazon?
I have. Actually.
Are you serious?
You can get gum. There's a CBD gum.
On Amazon?
On Amazon. Absolutely.
Oh my God. Really?
Yeah.
Amazon fucking rules.
Yeah, for real. You can get anything.
So take this survey. Here's the address. Go to www.adobe.com/survey. Again, adobe.com/survey takes about 5 minutes, and it's an Adobe listener survey for the fall of 2016, and it'll help keep this show and other ones on the station Adobe free of charge. And like I said, you get a chance to win a $100 gift card from Amazon, and we will not share your information, your email address, your phone number, your name. We will email you when you win the $100 gift card. Takes 5 minutes. It's worth it. Hit it up. Right, TS?
That's right.
All right, we're going to come back on the other side with some sports and some other goofiness. Don't move.
iDobe Radio. iDobe Radio.
Welcome back to the Dangerous Darren Show. My name is Darren. That is TS. He is at Burn H. Wood Burn on Twitter. I'm at Darren99. And the show on Twitter and Instagram is at DangerousD_show. TS, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. I just want to thank you for finally coming out. Congratulations. We've got Dina here. Congrats, well, man. That's good. I'm happy for you, bud.
It's true. I am a lesbian.
Really?
It's been a long time.
You know what? Let me shake your hand because I'm also a lesbian. I enjoy the lesbian arts. So.
Awesome.
What's going on? Did you know, TS? I got a good one.
All right. Let's hear it.
You've been really dominating, but I think I got a good one this year. Did you know stoned lab rats are too lazy to finish their tests and tasks? A study of rats dosed with THC showed that sober rats would select harder challenges in order to receive a double reward like sugar or food. But stoned rats didn't even bother with trying for the bigger reward and took a pay cut in order to get the easier task. So stoned rats, basically what I'm saying is stoned rats are lazy.
Are lazy.
Scientific proof.
Right there. Right there. Stone rats are lazy. Well, if you're a rat in a cage and you're just constantly being fed and then you're stoned and they're like, would you like more food? You're like, eh, I'm cool.
Do you got the Dodger game? Can you put the Dodger game on? Do you have any Doritos?
can I watch Adult Swim?
Yeah, right. Well, that's good stuff.
All right. Hashtag, did you know that turtles can breathe out of their butts?
Is that it?
That's it. Here's a scientific picture with the air coming in out of their butt, in their butt and in their mouth and coming through.
I'm not sure how scientific that is, Dan. That looks like a cartoon,
from
buddy.
Cochlea and then the in to the lungs and out, and they can breathe in their butts.
And their mouths?
And
only their butts.
In their mouths and their butts.
I don't know. Let's ask our judge, lesbian Dina, The stone rat story, that stone rats are lazy, or that turtles can breathe through their butts.
Who is the winner of this?
I love the picture that you showed, but that looks more like somebody just drew it. So is there a scientific fact?
Yeah.
That he can breathe through his butt?
I believe the turtles can...
From the cloaca? Is that the cloaca? The cloaca.
Cloaca.
Cloaca that he's breathing from.
I can. I believe it. I don't think it's a lie.
I mean, he might fart from there, which is
it's a breath, right?
Let's just assume that turtles can breathe through their butts.
That'd be awesome.
Does he win?
Yeah, what do you win?
Is it stoned rats?
I think the turtle will win. God damn it.
I'm sorry, get out. I suck
get
at this. Did you know? There's some cool shows this week, TS, coming on down in the Los Angeles area. Tuesday and Wednesday, Bayside with the Menzingers. On Tuesday, they're at the Observatory, and Wednesday, they are at the Regent downtown Los Angeles. Thursday, you have the LA County Fair in Pomona with War. That'll be pretty cool. The Dickies are at the Whiskey A Go-Go on Friday. I'll be there. Blondie and the Smithereens are also on Friday at the LA Fair. And Saturday, DJ Yella and Digital Underground at the Regent in downtown LA. We're going to that.
For real, yeah.
We're going to that. Yella and Digital Underground?
Come on.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the hump.
Do the hump.
I'm a deep sea gangster. Underwater prankster.
So what's going on in the world of sports right now, TS? You got the Dodgers playing some pretty decent ball. They got a game and a half, two-game lead on San Francisco Giants, who are just sucking shit since the All-Star break. They can't win a fucking game, thank God. And we got this guy, DeLeon, the pitcher. Kershaw is pitching.
DeLeon's debut.
Yep.
And the Kershaw?
Kershaw's pitching in Miami.
He's pitching coming up on Friday.
Yeah.
He's back.
Fucking awesome is this, man?
Indoor, Florida. Let's see how he does. Get him out there.
But keep him on a short leash. If he's pitching badly after 30 or 40, pull him and let the bullpen do the work. Because we got a pretty strong bullpen. But, I mean, Kershaw, you can't leave him out there for too long because you don't want to erode his confidence.
You don't want to leave him out there to hang out to dry, but you want him to get out there and see, he's pitching bullpen sessions, so he can do the work. It's just like real game live time.
And get your NFL update ready from Miss Cupcake. In the meantime, the Los Angeles Kings are about 40 some days away from dropping the motherfucking puck on some frozen water, and I cannot fucking wait. I love NFL. Love me my Bills. Love me the Rams. And you're a big Rams guy now. All of a sudden.
Oh yeah.
And
I'm on the bandwagon.
Yep. As am I. Good for the Rams. Good for the Bills. Good for the NFL. Can't wait. There will not be another Sunday from now to the end of the year without NFL football. Think about that. That's awesome. It's all about the NHL for me, buddy. As you know, we're going to be at some games this year.
We are. Yeah, it's going to be good. Let's
get to the NFL update from Miss Cupcake.
Miss Cupcake, but first we have Colin Kaepernick has been in the news lately.
That's right. We got to talk about him. He's a troublemaker.
You know, what did he do? He just he sat down during the national anthem, and he's been getting a lot. He's been getting a lot of shit for it. And he says he doesn't want to show support for a flag of a country that suppresses black people. Which is totally fair, and I support him in his protest. It's a free country. It's his constitutional right to express himself any way he wants. Anyway, Colin Kaepernick's jersey, a backup quarterback making $11.9 million this season, his jersey has sold more last week than in the past 8 months, and he's in the top three or four jerseys sold last week. So people are getting excited, but they're buying his jersey in support.
Wow. So you open your mouth or you do something crazy like sitting down during a national anthem and you're getting some jersey sales.
Yeah, it's actually the third best-selling jersey.
Oh, my God.
So Colin Kaepernick says, I'm not anti-American. That's why I'm doing this. He wants to bring... He's making a point for his cause. But Obama has stepped up and said he's exercising his constitutional right. And athletes have a long history of doing so. So, there's lots of athletes that are, they have the platform. Do your thing.
Yeah, he's stirring the pot, though.
He's stirring the pot.
He is. And there's troops. There's a hashtag troops for Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Have come out in large numbers and have said, we support the guy. I don't agree with his decision to sit down during the national anthem, but we fought and died for the right to have Colin Kaepernick sit down.
Yes, absolutely.
So, I don't know, man. I'm on the fence. I can see both yin and yang on this.
It's I think it's a distraction for the team. as far as playing football, but you know, man, it's your right. Go ahead and do it. And
what does Miss Cupcake say?
Miss Cupcake.
What's her opinion?
She has a few things to say, and
let's
get to it.
Here it is, Miss Cupcake on the NFL Minute.
The NFL Minute with Miss Cupcakes on Colin Kaepernick. That little bitch can sit the fuck down, stand up, or do a fucking cartwheel for all I fucking care. But it'd be best if he learned how to play football first. Just saying.
Wow. A very quick NFL Minute by Miss Cupcakes. Miss Cupcakes. But she's very opinionated about the Colin Kaepernick situation.
Yes, she is.
He can sit down, he can do cartwheels, I don't give a fuck. Throw the goddamn ball.
Yeah.
Learn how to play football.
He's a backup right now, so maybe he should learn to play football a little better.
He went to a Super Bowl. He's got the experience. He's got the arm. He's got the legs. He's big, hard to take down. But I think he's going to surprise people this year, TS. Honestly, I think he's going to step up. Eventually, he will start. Maybe week six, week seven, when this young kid sucks. Okay. I think he'll come in.
He's a great backup.
So he's a fantastic
he's a
backup.
He's a great backup for the 49ers. Anyway.
So the Colin Kaepernick situation is causing a lot of controversy. It's a very polarizing issue, obviously. All I give a fuck is drop the fucking puck in 30-plus days, 40 days. We'll see some NHL hockey. We'll see some football every Thursday, every Sunday, and then of course, Monday Night Football. I can't wait. And then the NBA starts back up, and then we have the MLB playoffs. We got the Dodgers going to the playoffs. We got the Blue Jays going to the playoffs. The Cubbies might win a World Series.
It's coming up.
Hell's going to freeze over.
It's fall. It's very exciting. We got every single sport firing.
We got dogs and cats living together. Pure pandemonium. What's your week look like? What do you got going on?
Man, I'm going to go skate at Stoner Skate Park tomorrow.
Okay, and then this Saturday we're going to Digital Underground.
Yes, Digital Underground for
we're going to go to that for sure. We got Dina's here. Thanks, Dina, for hanging out, and thanks for giving us insight into the wonderful, wacky world of lesbians.
Thank you very much.
She's great. Isn't she great? We're going to have her on a lot more often because I just like looking at her.
Yeah, me too. I love sharing a mic with her.
No, your mic smells funny, but I like looking at her, and I like knowing where her lips have been.
It smells like peaches.
Like, I look at her, and she's pretty, but I look at her lips, and I'm like, oh, I know where those lips have been.
Oh, man.
It's hot. Just want to smell them. Thanks to the Tragically Heifer performing some great music for this show. I wish I could have got to some more songs, but in the coming weeks and months, we'll get to some more music from the Tragically Hip. Thanks to our good friends at Roland USA, RolandUSA.com or Roland_USA on Twitter. TS is at BurnHWoodBurn. The show is at DangerousD_show on Twitter and on Instagram. I'm personally Darren99. Next week, TS, we got one of your old friends on the show.
Who's that?
Miss Jennifer Finch.
Oh, yeah.
From L7.
I can't wait. I think I probably have some stories.
Yep, I'm sure you do. We'll get to those next week. Jennifer Finch from L7 talking about the band getting back together and touring and recording new music. This is really exciting stuff.
They've got new music coming out.
They do. There's a couple ideas knocking around that they're going to eventually put down to tape or whatever.
It's about time.
Right? And TS, one more. I don't have anything. I got one more shot left in
nothing.
There.
I got nothing.
You got nothing? Oh, come on.
Here.
Hold on. Here.
Oh, she's going to share. We'll give TS some.
Lesbian share. Come on.
We'll give TS some. Don't leave him hanging.
There we go. Yeah, cheers.
To the Bills, style. To the Sabres, to the Kings, to NFL football starting up this Sunday, to lesbians around the world, to gay people around the world. We love you. We support you. And to give thanks to Ja Rastafari, to the Dodgers, and we'll see you next week.
Cheers.
Stay trippy.
Mmm. Smells like pussy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Later.
See ya.